America has always been grand. 19th century America was grand like no other place or time previous. And it was over the course of that century that America grew up. Our first president, George Washington, missed the 19th century by 17 days, having died on December 14, 1799. On January 1, 1800, John Adams was serving as second president, and America was still just beginning as a country. But by December 31, 1899, America was mature. She had been tempered by a second war with Great Britain, by religious revivalism, a war with Mexico, and a westward migration of epic scale. She witnessed the magnificent growth of today's iconic cities like New York, Chicago, St. Louis, and San Francisco. America suffered through a terrible civil war, yet saw the abolishment of slavery. She experienced fabulous, world-changing inventions and discoveries like the telegraph, electricity, and the telephone. There were monolithic construction projects that propelled the world forward, like the Erie Canal, the Brooklyn Bridge, and the Transcontinental Railroad that connected the country east to west, Atlantic to Pacific. And it happened just as the country was beginning to heal from its separation north and south. There was the first steel-framed skyscraper, the beginnings of big business, and the birth of two brothers from Dayton, Ohio, who would build bicycles and eventually teach the world how to fly. Yes, America of the 19th century was grand, and its grandness inspired great men of leadership, business, innovation, and resolve. Men like John Roebling, Andrew Carnegie, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Edison, and Theodore Roosevelt. America's grandness also inspired the tall tale, like that of Paul Bunyan or Pecos Bill. Not to mention the tale of old Joe Clark. Now, old Joe Clark, he had a mule. Her name was Molly Brown. And every tooth in that mule's head was 16 inches round. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, fare thee well, I say. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, ain't got time to stay. Joe Clark lived in a house 15 stories high, and every room inside that house was filled with chicken pie. Round and round, old Joe Clark, round and round, I say. Round and round, old Joe Clark, ain't got time to stay. Joe Clark, he took a walk. He said, I'll just be gone a while. But by the time that he came back, he'd walked 8,000 miles. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, fare thee well, I say. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, ain't got time to stay. Joe Clark, round and round, I say. Round and round, old Joe Clark, ain't got time to stay. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, fare thee well, I say. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, ain't got time to stay.